Beauty is a mystery. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Beauty is a mystery. Oh, beauty is the pleasure to the senses. It exalts the mind and spirit. Beauty is excellent quality. It's a quantum, large, wonderful quality. So beautiful. It's a characteristic of happiness and joy. Beauty is a mystery. Yes. We cannot say that beauty is a specific thing. We cannot look at something and say, that is beauty and that is not beauty. For everything is beauty according to the observer, and only according to the observer. We cannot look at things and say they are beautiful. We can only look at things and say, we see them beautiful. We see them lovely. We see them fantastic. We see the most minute aspect of them, the most quantum aspect of their largeness or smallness, no matter which it is. It gives pleasure to our senses. But it doesn't give pleasure to everyone's senses, because everyone doesn't look at a rose and see it in the same beautiful way. Everyone doesn't look at a beautiful face and see it in the same way. Everyone doesn't look at life and see the joy and the magic of life and see it in the same way and see the beauty. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. We have heard that statement, and we haven't always understood exactly what it means. But what it means is that beauty exists always, and it exists only in the eye of the beholder. When the beholder no longer is beholding it, the beauty is gone. It changes. It's this beautiful tree. We see it standing there, beautiful, and little by little its branches drop away. Little by little the leaves fall away. Little by little the tree falls over and no longer is beautiful. But is it not beautiful? Is it not beautiful? For it is in the eye of the beholder. When an artist will take a bunch of fallen trees and paint them, he gives them a glory. He gives them an eternality. He gives them a feeling of beauty that lasts forever. He gives them that essence that makes them wonderful. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and it's up to us to be the beholder at all times of beauty everywhere. It's up to us to look at everything in the world and see it beautiful and see it good. It's up to us to know that all things in this universe are magnificent. And they're magnificent for one reason and only, and that's because the viewer views it so. The beholder beholds the beauty. All women are beautiful. All men are handsome. But all women and all men do not gravitate to one another. They gravitate only to those people that they find beautiful, that they find that they have an essence within their soul that melds with the essence of the other's soul. When the beauty in the eye of the beholder is seen, it is known, and it cannot be known by anyone else. It can only be known by the individuals involved. Beauty is a pleasure to the senses. It's a pleasure that is seen. Oh, many people may find a beautiful bouquet of flowers gorgeous, and each for their own purpose. One looks at the flowers and sees them beautiful and remembers flowers that they had beheld before that were beautiful, that brought them happiness, that brought them a sensation of joy and peace and love and contentment. What does beauty exude to you? How does beauty look to you? How do you look at beauty in life? Do you look at it as a mystery? Or do you look at it as a profound expression of joy and love and harmony and pleasure? We have the opportunity to look at life if we wish, and to look at life and see it as a profound expression of pleasure. And as we look at it as this profound expression of pleasure, what do we see? Oh, we see something so magnificent in us. beauty will always and only be known in us. I look at something and call it beautiful, and the world can look at it and find it something quite different. I look at the clouds and I say how glorious they are, and someone else will look at it differently, and a meteorologist will look at it differently, and people from all walks of life look at all things differently. But the pleasure to the senses is always there. A beautiful flower can always be a beautiful flower, even when someone is seeing it at a funeral. Even when someone sees it at the corsage that is going into a wedding, or given to a young person as they go to a dance. Beauty is seen, and the flower is seen, and all these things are recognized according to the beholder. Because beauty is a mystery, a lovely mystery. And all of life, truly too, is a mystery. And the mystery of all of life is something that each one of us delight in. We revel in it. We delight in it so because it is something that challenges our inner awareness, that challenges our inner thought about anything. And when we have these thoughts, oftentimes you will smell flowers and you will think of an occasion where those flowers may have been. The peonies that I remember are in my mother's garden back in Wauwatosa, back when I was a child. And I remember how big they were and how glorious they were and how my mother joyed in them and how much happiness it gave her and how much beauty it gave into her life. And she would take these giant flowers, and she'd put them in a vase on the dining room table, and they'd be so big and they'd be almost ugly, but to her they were beauty. The mystery of the beauty is not the object itself, but what it represents. Not the thing itself anytime, but what it represents. And what does it represent? What does the peony flower represent to Mother? What does the peony flower represent to me? What does the peony flower represent to you? The difference is always quite remarkable, but quite lovely and quite exciting. Beauty is a mystery. And as we think of this mystery and its quantum effects, in its magnificent effects, in its grand and glorious attitudes, we think to ourselves how wonderful it is that we have life as a mystery for us, as something we probe and we look into and we just observe and we enjoy. And we surround ourselves with the mystery, with the joy, with the beauty, in our hearts, in our soul, in our life. And as we do this, our life becomes more and more magnificent all the time. It becomes more and more exciting all the time. It becomes more and more wonderful all the time. Because it's who we are. It's what we are. It's how we are. What role do you want to play? Do you want to let beauty be a mystery in your life? A mystery to be revealed? Or a mystery that is in itself so joyful, so wonderful, so fantastic, nothing more need be added to it. Nothing more need be said for it. Nothing more need be understood about it. And the mystery is fulfilled. And the mystery is revealed. And yet, for you to describe the mystery of my mother's peony, for me to describe the mystery of the joy that I find in driving, or rather, not so much driving, but walking through a forest glade and looking at the beautiful trees around me. Why? Why are they beautiful? Why are they glorious? Why? What is the mystery of the forest? What is the mystery of life? What is the mystery of all? And the mystery of all is that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And I behold all things good and beautiful, because that is my nature. That is who I am, and that is what I am, and that is how I always am. It is a pleasure to my senses, and it exalts my mind and spirit. It's excellent quality, and it's immortality almost. It's eternality. It's quantum activity. It's quantum characteristic of being so grand and so glorious. It cannot be explained. It cannot be understood. It can only be perceived. For beauty is in the mind of the beholder. And wherever I look, I behold beauty and goodness. Wherever I look, I behold all that is good and beautiful. Wherever I look, I see the divine fully manifest, revealed, and mine now.